Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:14 now on a Monday morning. We're in the 48 degree range here in Belchase, 49 degrees. It's only going up to 52 today. It's going to be blustery, and the wind's going to be blowing, and it's going to feel cold. And as for me, that's perfect because I like that kind of weather. And matter of fact, if you look ahead tonight, a freeze north shore, frost on the south shore, another freeze on the north shore Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. We don't get out of the mid-60s for the whole week, and then come Friday and Saturday, another reinforcing cold front. So it's going to be breezy and cool, maybe cold for you throughout the week, which, again, I love, but maybe not so good when it comes to people being together inside. And that brings us to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How concerned are you about Thanksgiving? Because it seems to me some people think, and I hate to make this analogy, but in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Richard Dreyfuss mask off and he realizes everybody can breathe, okay, and it's a big hoax. But that's not the case with this. And how concerned are you that people maybe over the Thanksgiving holiday took the mask off, but unlike in the movie, this is real and we're going to have some big outbreaks in the days after Thanksgiving?
I was concerned before Thanksgiving, Tommy. The numbers were already looking quite poor relative to where we were several months ago. The number of cases increasing, the number of hospitalizations increasing, the number of deaths increasing, and that was heading into the Thanksgiving holidays. And then we've heard that despite the CDC's recommendation that people not travel at Thanksgiving. We're hearing that probably yesterday was the busiest air travel day of the pandemic in the United States. So I'm concerned. We won't know the effects of the gatherings during Thanksgiving for another week and a half. It usually takes about 2 weeks from an event to see what the effects are, but I'm very concerned. The numbers continue to look worse and worse throughout the United States. 27th day in a row yesterday that there were more than 100,000 cases reported per day in the United States, and the hospitalizations reached a record high yesterday of over 93,000. So this is not looking good, and I think as many have said, we may see a surge on top of this third surge that we're already seeing in our state from COVID-19.
I was talking earlier about elected officials, and it seems to me to try to take the politics out of this, they should have a united message of if you don't want things to close, if you want to go back to the way it was where everything's open, wear a mask or do whatever you can to get us back to as close to wide open as we can be. Wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. But yet, politically, it seems I'm still not hearing that. I'm hearing John Kennedy, the senator, saying things like, well, it's just a virus, it's going to pass, and blah, blah, blah. But that's not the point. The point, to me, is wear a mask if you don't want anything to get worse.
Well, absolutely. Wear a mask, physically distance, don't gather
wash
in groups, indoors, wash your hands. All of those messages need to continue to be reinforced, particularly now we're seeing an increase in the number of cases and hospitalizations. This is going to really potentially stretch the infrastructure of the hospital system to be able to handle not just COVID-19, but also the other medically related complications that we tend to see year-round. And so this is concerning. I think we need to continue to message this. And particularly now with a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, with some good news about the vaccines and their efficacy and the timing of the release of some of these vaccines, which could be as early as mid-month, where we might be seeing at least healthcare workers and individuals in nursing homes and other vulnerable patient populations being vaccinated. So we need to just keep on with these interventions that work and wait for the vaccine to become more generally available.
I was at the at Planet Fitness, I'll say where it was, on Saturday, and I did my stuff, got out as quickly as I could. Of course, I was wearing a mask, but men, women, young, old, black, white, I didn't see any pattern at all. The people who chose not to wear a mask, and especially in that environment, I don't know. Somehow the message is not getting across, and that's why I would call on the political leaders to maybe be united at least in telling people to wear a mask, because it is very important. We're going to take a break and come back. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Fred, you can text him to the whodatlending.com talk and text line at 504-260-1870. But I can tell you right now, if you're gonna text me and say that this is a hoax and all, you really don't need to waste your time, because it's not, and you got to be some kind of delusional, with all due respect, if that's what you think. 7:20, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, let's talk about testing. Are we testing the way we should? Is it adequate here in the area?
Well, it's adequate in the sense that we're testing the people that present. I think there's been a little bit of fatigue regarding getting tested. And then again, during Thanksgiving, it's a little bit deceptive to know what the data mean. In other words, not all the testing sites were available as always. And so do we see the number of cases that are actually occurring? Unclear. So I would not be lulled for the next several days into what the data means, except to say that we already were seeing the cases increasing prior to Thanksgiving. We still see that they're quite high. Hospitalizations in Louisiana are as high as they've been since August. And we need to really follow the data closely for the next week to 2 weeks to see what the effect of the Thanksgiving holiday was on our third surge that we've been seeing here for the recent past. But testing has been good. We've always had a relatively robust testing system in Louisiana. It's just hard to know how to interpret the data over a holiday like this one, where all the resources weren't being utilized in the same way that they would have been in a non-holiday period.
Somebody texted in about the vaccine. I guess you would have to say which vaccine, but can pregnant women get the vaccine? Do we know enough about it yet to answer that question?
I don't know the data. The big issue has been that children haven't been vaccinated in these trials and that we need to get them included. I honestly don't know the data regarding pregnancy and how many in the evaluation of these vaccines. But the vaccine data for those who have received it is quite encouraging. 95% efficacy at preventing COVID-19 in that ballpark for two vaccine candidates, one from Pfizer and the other from Moderna. And Pfizer's vaccine is going to be evaluated or actually discussed by the FDA on the 10th of December. So we could be seeing emergency use authorization of that vaccine sometime within a few days of that, and then transport of the vaccine to the states shortly thereafter, according to the officials, the public health officials, within 24 hours of emergency use authorization, in fact. And then apparently the second company, Moderna, which reported, again, quite robust and results showing efficacy and safety as well, that they'll be applying for emergency use authorization as early as today. So some really good news, Tommy, in the midst of what has been really sobering and concerning news with all of the surges and the cases and hospitalizations and deaths across the United States, that we have what looked to be at least two good vaccine candidates, and then a third that also reported some results, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, which isn't as far along in terms of it reporting its results as the other two companies, primarily because of some dosing issues that are going to be reassessed in the United States regarding its vaccine. But this is all very, very encouraging. We could have multiple vaccines that would be available for us and the rest of the world, because that's really what we need to curb this pandemic, is a vaccine. We're still seeing data that shows somewhere around 12-15% of the population has been infected with COVID-19, meaning if we're waiting for herd immunity, we're going to be waiting for a long time in the absence of a vaccine. But the vaccine data and news is certainly very, very encouraging.
How do you know what vaccine is the one for you?
Well, we will find out based on what the FDA decides in terms of who should get it. What we do know is that it will be allocated initially based on per capita state population. So, for example, Louisiana will receive apparently 6 to 7 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine if and when it gets approved. And about 1.46% of that will come to Louisiana based on our state population. And we heard the governor say last week that the first people to receive the vaccine in Louisiana will be healthcare providers and nursing home residents and living in congregate settings, and then probably will extend to more vulnerable patient populations, meaning those who are at risk for more severe complications. So again, good news. We'll have to wait and see what the 10th of December brings in terms of emergency use authorization discussions, but it looks quite encouraging that we have some vaccine candidates that look to be both safe and effective.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate your time as always. Let's hope it doesn't get real bad, but I got a bad feeling it's gonna. 7:30. More when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.